Hi guys, this is Phil Sims, Leamington Spa personal trainer and health formation coach. Welcome to my podcast. This is episode 4, where I will discuss that age is no barrier. You see, you are never too old. You're only too old if you truly believe that you are. How you choose and act to be is how you'll create your life. You know, so if you are looking to do something about your health, you want to get fit, but internally all you can hear is, I'm too old to start. Well, that's just what you believe. So if you believe it, then that is your reality. Lots of people are out there in their later years getting out and about doing stuff, achieving goals because they want to. They've set the intention that this is how I want to live my life. No one's going to stop me and I'm going to achieve something. So today I just want to discuss a couple of people that, you know, I've been working with in recent years, and these are the great stories and people that will inspire, you know, others. I'm going to start with Trisha. Trisha is, she started with me when she was 59, and her intentions was that she wanted to do a half marathon. She'd already started doing a little bit of running previous to starting working with me, but she saw the benefits of how strength training would improve her running through someone else that I was working with. And it wasn't an easy ride for Trisha, I'll be honest. You know, she had a few injuries, a few tumbles, you know, outside of her training. And these were things that would probably stop someone moving forward. They'd think, okay, I am too old. I fell over, I've broke my ankle, whatever the case may be. And maybe that's a message that I should slow down. But that's not the case here. Trisha got up, she carried on, she knew what she wanted to do. And she went out and achieved it. And when she was 60, she did her first half marathon, which is amazing, to be honest, considering she's fairly new to running. It's not like she's always been a runner. She started at a later age and decided this is what she wanted to do and took the necessary steps to go out there and do it. And also she did the wolf run in that year too, which is amazing. Because if you don't know what the wolf run is, it's one of these mud runs, obstacle runs that you get all over the country now, full of water, mud and obstacles, all crazy stuff. And she did it with a group of friends and got around. So there you go. Here's a lady who is 60 years old, she's doing a half marathon and she's running around in lakes. There you go. Says it all. So if you think you're old, if you think you're too old, there's some inspiration for you. And then that brings me on to my second person I'm going to discuss, which is Simon. Simon has actually been working with me for about 5 years now, but he first started when he was 49. He was probably, it's fair to say, his health wasn't his best. He was successful with his job, he's got his own company, but he let his health slip, put on a load of weight, and generally just couldn't really do an awful lot. Getting up the stairs left him short of breath, but he decided, no, I want to change. It's not too late, I can really do something about it. And then he did, he took the necessary steps, got in contact with me, and we moved forward with that. And, you know, fair play to Simon. He'd actually lost quite a bit of weight before he'd even come to, you know, work with me, but decided he needed to go to the next level. And Simon just wanted to be healthy, to be honest. That's all he wanted. He didn't really need to lose any more weight. He didn't want to gain any muscle. He just wanted to be active, do his thing, and maintain this level of health that he'd already created himself, or so he thought. But you know, as we move forward, after, you know, a year or two, things started to change because that clarity was there that he could start to do different things. It was never just a case of, oh, I just want to be healthy. I'm actually getting fitter. And then when we start to probe ideas, and it's a constant joke that we try to get him into the wolf run, just like Trisha did, and it was never going to happen, until one day he comes to me and said, I want to do that, which took me back, and I thought, wow, this is amazing. So we got Simon doing the wolf run, and up to date, that's probably still one of my, personally, my best achievements, seeing this guy get around the course, and he got around on his own, he didn't really need my help, but I knew that I'd influence that, and that meant a lot to me. And it didn't stop there. The year after that, Simon then decided to get into cycling. It was just a hobby, to be honest, on a Sunday. But we tackled the Malvern Hills in Worcestershire, which is certainly not a flat course. Got massive hills all over the place. And we then did that. So there's another thing that Simon achieved, but he didn't stop there. He then moved on to the Two Castles Run, which is a 10k. In my opinion, I would say that is harder than the Wolf Run because it's constant running. But these things didn't just happen. There were reasons why he was able to do it, because he believed it. He set out what he wanted to do, just like Trisha, and took the necessary steps, because any goal, any task is always step dependent, as I mentioned in my previous podcast about goal setting. Anyone can write a goal on a piece of paper, but have you worked out a plan, a roadmap to help you see that goal be achieved? And that's very important. That's something that I work on with people. Simon and Trisha, they obviously done that, because they've achieved these great things. And it's, you know, I'm going to be honest here, it's not just that they've achieved these things. What these two people have done, they have set a standard, they have inspired people who have had those thoughts that, oh, I would like to do something about my health, but I don't really know how, or, you know, yes, I am too old. You know, they've kind of stopped that, they've stopped the rot. They stood up, their intentions are right. Yep, I want to increase my life. I want to be healthier. Can we say it? I want to live longer. Hey, it's there. That is going to happen when you do get fitter and you get healthier and you start looking after your body. So, well done to these guys. And if you're listening to this and this has maybe ticked a few boxes in your head that, hey, yeah, I do want to do something about my body and my health, I want to achieve something, I want people around me to be proud of me, work colleagues, family, whatever the case may be, then just get going, just get started. Wherever you are, it's just the first step that you have to take is just the first one, whatever that may be. And if you need some help, reach out. Everyone who achieves stuff has help from somewhere or another, even me. Anyone that I work with, they obviously work with me, but they've got people surrounding them. Support network, it's something that I encourage and influence. Got my own support network with all the people that I work with. That's very important. So, just going to wrap up here, really, that, you know, if you want to do something, then get out there and start doing it. Just take the first step. Whatever life you want to create, you have to start acting upon. Take that first step. Okay, guys, this is Phil Sims, a Leamington Spa personal trainer and health formation coach. I'll be back with you soon in my next podcast. Take care.